Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Now, y'all know that I am always reading, and I'm always chomping at the bit to share what I'm reading or the books that I'm listening to. But today, I have a special treat for you. I am so happy to let someone else tell you about what she's reading. Now, I'm going to turn the show over to Hannah Hawkins, an amazing young woman from Hurdle Mills who shares my love of books and reading. Hannah graduated from Roxborough Community School in 2018 and from UNC Wilmington this year. She has a Facebook and Instagram account dedicated to reading and books. It's called happy.reading with two H's in the happy. Please look her up and follow her. I am sure you'll enjoy hearing Hannah's take on books. I really do. She's definitely a great source for reading advice. And she plans to do some fundraising soon that will benefit school libraries here in Parson County. Welcome, Hannah. Please tell us about your books blog, about what you're reading, and about your upcoming fundraising efforts.
Thanks, Ms. Boatwright, and thank you for having me today. I'm very excited to share what I've been reading and have some very exciting news to share as well. For those that don't know, I started a book blog on Instagram and Facebook called Happy Reading. So if you haven't seen it yet, definitely go check that out and follow me at happywith2h's.reading. Or if you follow my personal pages on Facebook or Instagram, you can find the link in my bio. So now I'm just going to jump right in on what I've been reading lately. I just finished a book called Book Lovers by Emily Henry. And that was definitely a great book to read during the summer if you're on vacation, at the beach, anything like that. It's a romantic comedy that is about a woman named Nora, who is a literary agent who is more focused on her work than her dating life. Her sister Libby convinced her to go on a month-long vacation, and that's where she runs into Charlie. He's a book editor who rejected a book that Nora had pitched to him not long ago. Nora's relationship with Charlie and her sister alter over the course of the book as she tries to find her perfect happy ending. So like I said, this is a perfect book to read during the summer. And I also just finished Where the Crawdads Sing, and I'll be reviewing that soon, as well as comparing the new movie that just came out this week to the book. So stay tuned for that as well. Now, I have a big announcement to make. Happy Reading is going to be launching some merchandise soon, and for every shirt sold, half of the profits will be donated to local schools in Parson County so that they can update their libraries. So definitely check that out as well as I try to help kids find a good book to spark their interest in reading. Thanks again, Ms. Boatwright, for having me, and happy reading.
Thank you so much, Hannah. I am really happy and honored that you were willing to share your thoughts with my audience here. I hope you'll come back in the future and give us updates about what you're reading and doing and your fundraising efforts for school libraries. Now, I'm going to put in a little plug for Roxborough Community School, where I work and where I used to work with Hannah's mom, Carrie. At RCS, we're adding to our library collection and just kind of overall revamping the school library. And we're asking for donations of books or money. We have a wish list that can be found on Amazon or by contacting me at RCS. The number there is 336-597-0020. There's a link to the list, to the Amazon list, on our school Facebook page. You can also look that up. And, of course, as I said, we'll be happy to take monetary donations that you want to mail in, 115 Lake Drive, Roxborough, 27573. We appreciate, as always, the community helping us out. And until next time, thanks for listening to the show, and happy reading.